Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello, and welcome back to You Up. Jordana Abraham.
I'm Jared Freed. Such a pleasure to be here again with you.
Of course. Welcome to the Modern Dating Podcast, if you haven't listened before. And if you have, welcome back.
We love having you back. The response from you, the listener, has really been unbelievable. You guys are listening. You're posting on Instagram stories and Snapchat stories. And that is the way to keep this thing going and keep it getting bigger and bigger. We want your friends to be involved in the conversation, because really what this is, it's the conversation you'd have at brunch that one person might shut down. They might look at you and go, that's stupid. Let's talk about my engagement party. And you're like, no.
I want to know.
I want to know what he means, or I want to know what she means, or I want to know why they don't text back. That's what we're here for.
Exactly. And you're going to get a male perspective and a female perspective, and hopefully one of us is right.
This is, and maybe we'll come together to understand each other just a little bit better. But what we need from you, the listener, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Also, tell a friend, 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 tell a friend. Let me say it three more times. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend.
Tell them again.
And tell them one more time. So get them involved, and you can send in your questions. We'll get to emails later in the podcast. youup@betches.com. UUP at betches.com. Let's get to today's opening topic.
Okay. So this is a topic that we at Betches have discussed a few times. It's basically lingerie, right? How much do you guys really care? Mm-hmm. Do you really notice it doesn't matter that much? Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel like it's like try hard? Like what is the male brain think about?
Lingerie is like pizza. It's either great or pretty good.
Okay.
You know?
That's
there's no bad pizza. Like, I mean, even Elio's.
Elio's is kind of shitty.
It's shitty, but you'd eat it.
I'll eat it. Yeah,
yeah.
That's true.
So this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is
it's melted cheese.
Melted cheese on bread with a little bit of tomato sauce. Like, we're going to be okay. You know, we're just happy to be in the game.
What's the difference between good and great lingerie?
Well, here's the difference. And the real difference is guys want different with the same woman.
Okay.
Okay.
That's expensive.
It's expensive. And listen, we'll Venmo. Okay.
You'll pay for it.
But what girls don't like, girls hate, girls, you know, the whole thing of like girls dress for other women and that whole thing, like where they're not really dressing for us. They want to look good for other women. But when a girl goes with like a new look or does something a little different or something that we're, you know, not used to, we're like, oh, this is, you're going to feel our penis get a little hard.
Is it because it's because it's different, or because it's like special for you, or you're the only one
it's
who sees
it's
it?
Different. It's okay. You know, it's like you know, guys, I'll be on the subway. If I'm on the subway one day, I'll look around, I'll be like, I'd fuck her, I'd fuck her, him maybe. You know, like I you know, I'm going through and I'd say I used to play this game when I worked used to sell life insurance and annuities.
Wow, I did not know that about you.
You didn't know that?
No.
I can and can't
see it.
Suit to work, all that stuff. But I would, you know, we'd have these days where like my buddy and I in the office, we'd go have what we called a barbecue. Called it a barbecue because I hate putting caps on my coffee. Like if I have an iced coffee, I don't put a cap on it.
Okay.
Because I want to feel like I'm at a barbecue. Okay. You know, like, because when I was at work and I'm miserable, I was like, let's just go outside and have a barbecue. That's what we called it. And then we would play.
Is that like a lame like thing to do instead of smoking?
Yeah. Like,
smoking is bad for you, so we're just going to take the caps off our coffee.
Yeah. Well, it was our way of
pretend
getting
we're somewhere else.
Getting out of the office and putting our mind at ease.
Okay.
We called it having a barbecue. You want to go? So we'd go outside and we used to just, and this is how guys talk. You know, this is why. You know, the whole like locker room talk thing that happened whatever months back. People were like, you know, all the men that were like, oh, not in my locker room. You're like, dude, it's not that far away from anything you've heard. Because guys sit there and talk about who they'd fuck. Okay.
Fine. Okay.
Fine.
Fine. Okay.
So what we would do is play the contract game. any girl that walked by, we're like, well, would you fuck her? Okay,
you're if there just was disgusting animals,
disgusting. Sorry, and listen, yeah. Admittedly, so yeah. I'm not saying this isn't disgusting.
Okay,
but we were like, would you fuck if there was a contract in place that said she couldn't have a baby, wouldn't tell anybody, wouldn't anything? Like, you just literally insert and leave. That's okay. The contract, and
all right.
We said yes to so many, like the array of women we said yes to. It was like 99%.
So no one got to know.
Barely.
Even anybody. Like old Janet, she's like 90 in accounting.
Old Janet in accounting, yeah. We would have fucked her every way she would let us.
Janet's just trying to do her job.
Listen, her and her fluffy hair and her number skills.
It's tough to be a woman. You can't even go to your shitty life insurance job
without
two guys talking about how they want to fuck you.
Staring at you going, yeah. Would they fuck you if nothing it's was tough. A consequence?
Yeah.
And it's... This is the game we play. but this is, to my point,
okay.
Is that's the thing we want to like, you know, that kind of is like interesting to us. The idea of like this one girl, you know, like that show Alias. Remember that show Alias with Jennifer Garner?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
That show was super popular because guys like masturbating to different versions of Jennifer Garner.
It's not
because
it was like a high quality
show. No, it's because she would wear wigs every different episode. So I'm saying with the lingerie thing, we just like it that you're outside of what the normal thing that you usually do with us is.
Okay.
That's why like if I see a girl that never wears t-shirt and jeans and she's in t-shirt and jeans, I'm like, oh my God, that looks so hot on her today. It's not because she's hotter than yesterday. It's just because, oh, this is a new look that
right.
I'm not even used to. So with the lingerie thing, it's not even like pink versus blue. It's like, oh, she went with a high-waisted. I'm fucking an 80s porn star, you know, like you yeah. know, like, oh, you know, like I've been with girls where I put on a wig and I'm like, oh my God, like that a wig, ladies,
is good,
fantastic,
interesting.
These are small things that girls.
Almost, right.
It's almost what?
It's funny. It's like the opposite of like a woman just wants like stability.
Stability.
She wants dependability. Stability, right.
Yes.
Men's like, I just want you to be someone else that
yes,
I can fuck
for 5 minutes, and then I want you to hug me like you're the same person I've always known. That's the thing. Like you know, I have this old saying where it's like, if you're in a relationship, I pity right. you on a Saturday night, and I envy you on a Sunday morning.
That's
kind of how guys live.
Right.
Where it's like you want to be the girl's little spoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want a girl to like wrap their arms around you that you know and you
aww.
Can trust and have dependability. But you also want to go out on a Saturday and feel like you've like climbed a mountain.
So this really gives them the best of both worlds.
So this is what, yeah, what I'm saying is that you can give your guy, if you're in a relationship of a year and all of a sudden you're in fucking garter, like the knee or the stockings
mm-hmm.
with the garter and all that shit, and you've never done that before. Fucking awesome. Wild. This is a side I've never seen. You're someone else for 5 minutes.
Keeping it fresh.
So lingerie, like when you see some of the lingerie that girls go with her, it's like, yeah, I get it. But like, you know, the difference between granny panty and black panty to us isn't that big a deal. It's really the more, boy shorts. Like, she's never done that
before.
It's the style.
Got it. Okay.
That's my long
run. Right. And so it's about just, like, mixing it up.
I think mixing it up, like, you know, how many times have you been with a guy or a girl and been like, what do you want to do? And then it's
right.
missionary.
Yeah.
You know, you're back to the same thing because everyone's embarrassed to say what they want.
Right.
Or everyone wants to do something new but doesn't know what to do.
So this is just something new that you
this
can
is something
do
new that you can control.
But then you don't have to talk about it. You
don't
can
have
just
to talk
do
about
it.
If a girl, if you walk in, I will promise every female that's listening to this, the stockings with the garter thing.
Is that just for you, or is that like?
No,
a,
I think most guys because it's
guy
so
thing?
Different.
Got it.
It's so like
you're definitely not wearing that like under your
no, you're not wearing
work,
that to work.
Trousers.
Yeah, trousers. Yeah.
Trousers.
Yeah, it's
work
just
slacks.
A,
yeah.
I think like you know, we have this like. The internet has given us miles and miles for an endless amount of shit we can see. And so we've seen it all, but we've never really experienced it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's like, and you want to be with someone you can trust and be with and all that stuff. So,
okay. That's good to know.
Right.
So
what
guys,
do you think? What
yeah.
is there a male version of that? Like, is there something like a guy could wear?
No, it's something a guy like does. It's like something like a guy who doesn't, who one day brings you flowers or does something like really thoughtful or plans like a really cool night. That's like a, or I think the female version of
Wearing a wig.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we watch we watch TV every night, but like, no, now you're like, you planned like a whole evening and you brought me like a little gift and like, do you know what I mean? No one gives a shit about flowers. Like, flowers are stupid. They, like, die. It's more like, oh, like,
if any flower companies want to sponsor this podcast, yeah, so thank you.
Everyone loves flowers. Yeah. We'll definitely send them all the time. No, what flowers do is they're just like, oh, I really give a shit. And, like, yeah, I'm doing something that I don't do for you every day. And, like, it's really, it's like you said, in a similar fashion to lingerie, it's like I put some thought into, like, making this, like, not just like an average.
I mean, we had that whole pubic hair conversation.
Right.
This relates to that.
We got a couple emails disagreed with you, I have to say.
Guys disagreed with the pubic hair?
Girls.
Oh, they're disagreeing with a guy that likes pubic hair?
Yeah, they're saying
that. A girl's telling a guy.
We're telling you that that's not.
A girl's telling a guy. I'm saying my point with the pubic hair thing to answer these women.
I'm sure, I think it's kind of, it's probably like a little subjective. I don't think it's like.
It's subjective, but I'm just saying the reason we see bald, that's the normal. My point is that if a girl has a fashioned bush, there's thought to it.
Okay.
There's same as the lingerie. Oh, you're thinking of sex. You're thinking of your vagina.
Right. I think that women like that too. Just putting thought into anything, making it a little different is like, I think the way to maintain any relationship.
Yeah. I'm into that. But also shit. Like put on a wig.
Wigs. Okay. Wigs, I don't think we've heard that much about.
I put that in the lingerie discussion.
Yeah. Check out Betches.com. We're going to write about the best wigs to wear in wigs. Bed.
That Pulp Fiction one.
That one's hot.
Hot.
I like that. Yeah. Men, we don't really want any wigs.
No, I don't think
we don't really need any. A guy who's like, who like dresses up like nicely for like a date night, like just looks hot and could put together. That's like.
We want
you to look hot in public. Guys want you to look like
we're
hot.
Jewelry.
Yeah, we're like, oh, like you look so.
Yeah.
Your socks
look
match
at,
your.
Look
shit.
What I've done. Look at what I've put together is really what you're looking to do.
It's really, it's like an accessory, like a handbag.
Yeah, that's all.
Like, I have my like my designer handbag and like my boyfriend is wearing nice pants.
Just know, women, guys sniff that stuff out. We know when you're like, that's kind of to the point of like girls who are just looking to have the boyfriend, no matter who it is.
Right.
I've been in that situation where I'm dating a girl. I'm like, I could be anybody.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
I could be any dude. She's just trying to get to the finish.
What makes you feel like that's the case? Like, what are the signs that someone's like just dating you because they want to check off a box? My brother once said that to me, I think, when he's married now. But he said, he was like, I feel like this girl just wants me because I'm like a tall Jewish guy. And that's just like. That's the only thing on the list.
I think like if you're just like, well, have we not had any moment where we like connected in a fun way that I couldn't have connected with anyone else? And it's like, and then you get to the point where you're like, what is this person? And also you get to the point where you're like, you start like moving away from the relationship and they're just there and they don't like, I think a girl needs to be like ready to lose a guy to act like they want a guy. So I think like if a girl's like if I'm with a girl and I'm like, I can't hang out tonight, and they're like, well, I'm just gonna sit home, I guess. I'm like, you don't have your own life,
right?
You know,
that's what makes you think they just want the guy for the guy. Yeah, or
I think that that's there's a element of that. Like you've thrown away friendships and all this stuff in your life
just to wait around for
me. Like I'm not gonna do that. That makes me feel like you're just waiting around for this to happen so that those friends can come back and throw you an engagement party.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So. I mean, as girls, you can sniff that out in your friends too, which is super annoying.
Oh, totally.
When they're like the friends who like only want to hang out with you when the guy they're seeing is like busy. You know.
Yeah.
You know when that's when.
And it's like, you know what? Like, you know, in a lot of relationships like hinge on that where a girl's like, I just don't want to like, you know, have a night where I miss out. And it's like, no, do it because you want to go out.
Right.
Like make your own nights. But let's talk about first dates.
Yeah, let's talk about first dates. So you go on a date. I've had this question a lot. You go on a date, first date, and it goes well. Both people think it goes well. Who do you think does the next text? The first post-date text.
What would you want?
Because
I think this is interesting. I think texting in general like is like it matters and it doesn't at the same time.
Well, I think any date I've gone on where it's been really good, like really, really good, and it's like very clear, the guy will pretty much text you right away.
Sure.
Like the same night.
Yeah.
If it's like kind of on the fence, he won't. And then, I mean, what I've heard from guys is that they like to be texted a thank you the next morning. Okay. Have you not heard of that?
I mean, it seems like a weird line in the sand. You know, like, oh, I need a thank
like
you.
Like, they'll know. No, or like, it's kind of like that's how they know the girl is interested, if she texts them first, like thanking them for the date. Which, I mean, I think is kind of annoying, but like, I've done it if I haven't heard from them because I'm like,
I've never left a date wondering where my thank you is. Like, I've never.
Can't wait to wake up tomorrow and get that.
I better
and
be have a thank you.
And be thanked.
And it's like, at that point, that dude's connection, I think anyone who thinks they deserve a thank you after a date, their connection between money and having sex, like money spent and when they have sex, is probably fucked up too.
Right. I see that. I think, I don't know if it's more about like about, it's like that's how they know the girl is interested.
I understand that as their rebuttal to my thing.
Right.
But then I would still say, dude, you're fucked up.
Right.
I don't buy.
Don't wait for the thank you.
I don't buy that bullshit.
Well, my response.
I want to know if I can move forward.
My response to that was like, I already thanked you last night.
Yeah.
When you paid for the.
Yeah.
For
who
dinner.
Doesn't thank right. someone when they yeah. paid for
I have
the,
to thank you again.
Now I got to send like this other thank you. Like, right. And.
It's like the last episode of Curb. I don't know if you saw it.
I haven't seen it. I'm way behind.
I won't reveal anything yet then.
I just think this whole idea of like when you make. You know, I believe in testing people that you're dating, but I think they're I believe in physical challenges more than word games.
Okay.
So like I believe in like if a girl's wondering why if this guy's into it, then say, hey, I want to go to drinks this week. Or when are you free? And if he physically goes to drinks, then he is interested. He's putting aside other things to spend time with you. When it's a word game, I can text anybody. I've texted 7 people at once the same text.
Right.
So what is it? What is that worth to you? So, but I think after a date, I think texting should be like a conversation. If I have something to say, I say it. If a girl leaves a date and is like, that was a really good time, and I just want to let that person know I had a great time, you should not be afraid of sending that text, because what are you embarrassed about if you don't get the response you want? I don't text.
Right. Well, it's always better to do it and then know, as opposed to just waiting. If you want to know if a guy's into you, you should waiting around to see if he texts you.
I think what we need to stop doing is texting to get specific responses. Have I said this here?
I don't think so.
I just think a lot, and this happens with women a lot, where they'll send me like a cutesy message and I'll write something back because one, either I'm not interested, or two, I'm just like, I don't know what else to say, or three, like whether it's a DM, like, cause I get DMs just because I'm out there in a certain way.
You'll get what kind of,
I'll get like something responding. Let's say I put up an Instagram story and some girl will respond to it over DM. And I respond to everyone on.
Hear that, girls? You're not special.
I respond to everyone. But, you know, because I'm appreciative that they like my stuff. Like,
right.
That's
you want
my
to engage
business.
With your fans.
Yeah, yeah. And but then sometimes I'll write back. I'll be like, and they'll write something like, about certain something, and I'll just write back, hey, thanks so much, I'm happy you enjoyed. And then the girl will write back, I guess that's a no from you. And it's like, hold on, what did you imagine me to write? You've already decided what I should write back to you before I've even written it. And if I don't adhere to that standard, all of a sudden I'm the bad guy. So if you want to write something to someone, write it because you want to write it and because you actually felt it, and not because you're expecting some sort of specific response, because guess what? You're going to get let down 9 out of 10 times.
Right. I think, well, girls want to let you know they had a good time so that, you know, you'll know that you'll get the message that they're interested and you'll ask them out again.
Absolutely. Only write that you had a good time if you had a good time.
Of course. I wouldn't text someone after a date where I had a terrible time and write that I had a good time.
I'll text after a date, great to meet you, because it was great to meet you. I'll write, hey, that was a lot of fun, we should do it again, because I mean
these are
that.
All if you had a, if you want a second date,
because I would want a second date.
What if you don't want a second date, you just don't text?
I've sent texts being like, great to meet you.
You send texts either way?
Either way.
Okay.
But we should do another date. And I think there's a point where it's like, you should set up the intentions with that text. And what, because you feel it. I felt it was great to meet someone. That's all I'm saying in that text. I felt it was great to meet you, and I think we should do that again. That's how I felt in that text. So, like, I'm not saying that because I'm waiting for her response to say, yes, please. I'm saying that because that's how I feel.
So you don't care after a date? It doesn't matter to you who texts who first?
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care. If you really had an honest conversation with this person, mm-hmm. then whatever you write that makes you feel good will feel right to that other person.
Right.
If you didn't connect on a certain level, then your text is going to sound disconnected.
But you're texting after every date, even if she doesn't text you.
Yeah. Just okay. as a courtesy. And girls are probably rolling their eyes at that. But I won't write, hey, we should do it again if I don't think we should do it again.
Hear that?
I'll write, great time. Nice to meet you.
Okay. That's fair.
I mean, yeah. That's fair enough.
That doesn't
I just don't
anything.
Think like we put all these like rules and when to text back, how to text back, how many times, double texting and all this shit. And it's just like, get over it.
Right.
Do things because you want to do them and leave them at that and don't expect anything more because that's really going to leave you disappointed. It's not going
to
help you.
For sure. And guys, if we thanked you last night, we don't need to thank
you
again.
Yeah, don't. I mean, I would be afraid of any guy that's like, well,
I must
if I don't
be thanked.
Get those thank yous. Kind of a weird boyfriend.
He's the guy who's writing the invoice.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters. They got jackets. They got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
Let's do some emails.
Okay.
So listen, if you have an email, send it to youup@betches.com, youup@betches.com. Send in anything you like dating related. We want to hear from you. Rate, subscribe. Go on iTunes right now and tell a friend.
Do it. And email us at UUP@betches.com if you have any questions. And we're getting your questions. They're all great. They're all going to be answered. Be patient. Anyway. Hey, You Up podcast hosts. I'm a huge fan of the podcast and I love listening to you guys. I have a question regarding breakups from a long committed relationship. I know. How much fun are breakup questions? Am I right? I'm having some trouble moving on from my former 10-month relationship. We ended things as civil as any two people possibly can, but naturally there's still some awkwardness. We have zero spite for each other, and on paper, we're both basically moved on. Despite this, 3 months later, I still feel like garbage and a little empty. My question sort of revolves around the recovery aspect of it all. Everyone will tell you time and replacement is the key, but my experiences with recent hookups and stuff has led me to believe that there is a certain level or dose of both that you need in order to really get the ball rolling on making yourself feel better. Do you guys have any advice on the time and replacement philosophy, and do you value one more than the other? Sincerely, grateful listener.
I like this email because, like, the 10-month length, that's really the, like, the 2017 length.
Of a relationship.
Of a, like, of like, okay, we're now about to be serious.
Right.
You know, 10 months is like, you know, it's 2 months of like, let's see how this goes. Then, you know, 4 months of we're in honeymoon phase. 2 months of, not sure.
And then at month 10, you're out.
Out. And that, you know, then you have a month, you know, like.
Well, at month 10, it's like, if I don't really see myself being with you for like a long time, like,
yeah,
I'm just going to get out of this now.
I mean, we live in a great world right now where you will not be looked down upon for having a 10-month relationship that ends without a marriage.
Right.
You have the right to do that. And that's great. This is a nice period of time to live.
3-year relationship, not so much.
I mean, 3-year, not so much. But also, like, at least you're out and no kids were hurt.
Right.
You know?
No, which, I mean, in any indication, if you're not happy in a relationship, you should definitely get out of it.
Get out of it. No one really cares that much about you.
Right.
So I think, but like the 10-month era, you know, it's okay to have, I think you can learn about yourself from a relationship that was 10 months.
You can learn about yourself from a 3-month relationship, yeah, too.
And, yeah. I mean, like, having been in it, that's the positive thing you should look at. With this girl, I don't know if this is a girl or a guy.
I'm feeling like it's a girl.
It feels very female driven.
Yeah.
The thing that you can take away from this is standards. Like, the thing that what I would do, I mean, like, I'm a big list maker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like a good Venn diagram.
Okay.
Make a
real Venn diagram.
Make a Venn diagram. If I was just out of a relationship and I was like heartbroken, I'm like, ugh, I still feel like garbage about it. Like, let's take the things you liked about this guy and the things you didn't like about this guy. Put them on two sides of the Venn diagram. In the middle, put the, what would be the middle? What's that middle one?
The one that you both have in common? Bless you.
Thank you.
The one that you both have in common? Isn't that what a Venn diagram is?
Yeah, those are the, but I mean, I guess.
Your shitty qualities that you both share?
Yeah, I don't know.
The good times you had together?
I'm doing this on the fly. but I'm saying, make a side-by-side list. Good. let's get rid of that center section.
We'll go back to the diagram section.
Yeah, we can find a way for that little thing. But I'm saying,
pie chart.
Make a pie chart. Things you like.
Make two lists.
Two lists, side-by-side. Things you liked about him or her and things you didn't like about him and her. And that, be totally ruthlessly honest, mm-hmm. Okay? Because not everyone is 100% happy in their relationships. Even, guess what? Your fucking parents, okay? If your parents can make a list like that and they've been married 100 years, they would make that list and never show it to each other and burn it in a fucking fire. But what it allows you to do is look at that list and know how you like to be treated for dating. So right. It's like, if someone doesn't, that's you creating standards. We don't have, we don't just come out of the womb or come out of college ready with standards of
and
what
we want.
And
everyone has their own. It's like values.
Yes.
Like, what do you value in a partner?
You know, I like that he took me out on dates. I really didn't like that he wouldn't cuddle me. You know, like all these things. And then you get to go into dating now with an idea of what you're looking for.
Right.
Because, you know,
it's like a job search.
It's a job search. Yeah, time. Yeah. You go to your first job. You're like, I'm just wanting to do anything. I just want to be rich. I want to be successful. And then you're like, well, I didn't like the boss I had. He wasn't much of a mentor.
I didn't like the hours. Whatever.
And you switch up for the next career choice. So I'm saying to her is like, let's try and keep it positive.
Right.
You feel badly, but I don't think, and you say you have no animosity for him. So it's like, listen, it could have been 100, you know, this guy and you seem like two good people.
Right.
But, you know, you can take this good guy and use him to judge the next shitty or good guy.
Yeah. I mean, and the truth is there's no like real formula when you talk about like replacement and
look, time. I just tried to create a Venn diagram. We couldn't even.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that you just kind of have to feel like shit for a little bit. There's really no way out of that. And that's like part of life. And it makes like the times that you're really happy with someone like that much better, the fact that there are those low points, and you just have to accept, like, I'm gonna feel like shitty for a little bit, but you know what, like, I'm gonna eventually meet someone else, and this isn't good. This is just gonna be like a blip.
I dated a girl, and we broke up on like a really bad.
Had a bad breakup.
It wasn't a bad breakup. It just happened really quickly and badly. It's okay. A long story, but I got an email that was like a read this email. Girls love to send the read this email, where it's like they get the last say. And I'm listen as a. For me, I'm like, get it out of your fucking system.
Okay.
Send us, read this email. And I read it and I like, you know, went through it. And her basic message to me is that I lied with how I acted in this relationship. I did things in the relationship that felt like I was looking for it to grow and become more, which my disagreement with her would be to say, well, I did those things because I wanted to. And yes, of course I wanted to grow until it got to a point where I didn't see us ever being together further down the road. And I pulled away.
Mm-hmm.
And I did walk away from that being like, you know, being upset that I would do that to someone would feel that I would do that to them.
Right.
Because you become
someone felt that way about you.
Felt that way about me. And then I also walked away being like, here's seven things that I'm not going to deal with in relationships in the first year.
Okay.
Here's comments that were made that now looking back after the breakup, I'm like, and this is back to the good and bad side of that ledger.
Right.
Here are things I'm not going to deal with. Like if some girl makes a comment about, you know, my mom in some way that I don't like, that to me, I'm like, okay.
Now you know.
The first year. Like, if you can't wait 3 years to start commenting on the family.
Start talking shit about the mom.
Yeah. How long can you wait on anything?
I usually preempt that by talking shit about my own mom.
Yes, of course. And let them talk shit about their own mom too.
Exactly.
Which is totally appropriate. But I was saying, you know, going back, I'm like, oh, here's what I learned from this relationship.
Right.
And I think, you know, and it helped me a lot because one, I try to stay away from like being that person who's doing things that would make someone think that this is going to go further than it is.
Right.
But then also I'm like, there's a button she's pushing that I don't see. You know, this is something I didn't like before. Don't get down that road, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, like that definitely is helpful in thinking about the things that you like didn't like out of the relationship that you'll find in the other one. And honestly, like if it didn't work out, it didn't work out for a reason and it eventually will. And like, I don't think the immediate rebound replacement thing is really like a good way to go because that doesn't really help.
No.
And
also, I think what we need to start doing is you got to go like this girl, go to your friends, go hang out with your buddies
and distract yourself a little bit.
It's not even distract yourself. It's like that's how you're going to meet new people.
Right.
Well, they have friends and friends of friends, and you have to get out of the house and play in traffic if you want to get hit. But sometimes getting on the apps feels like you're like signing up for the same circle of life.
Right.
Hey, what's up? How was the weekend? Oh, good weekend. Want to go on date? Date one, date two, date three. Fuck. Never hear from again.
Right.
Yeah. It's too formulaic. You go to the friends and you say to them, hey, I'm out there. I'm looking. Make them aware.
Right.
That you're on the scene and you're looking. Who do they know? They'll start thinking. People want to be the one that fixes you up.
Yeah.
And my advice to you is don't make your friends the bad guy if they try.
If they're trying to set you up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought that guy was for me or you thought that girl was for... Don't make them a bad... They're just trying to make you happy.
Out, right.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair. hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegan More products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Let's do another. Yeah. Hi, you up hosts, and you can send us UUP at betches.com, UUP at betches.com. I don't necessarily need advice on a specific situation I'm in, but I'd like to get your perspective on a dating pattern I find myself in over and over again. Here's the situation. I meet a really promising guy on an app. We have 3 to 4 solid dates. We have a good combo. Didn't I just say this?
Yeah, basically. This is crazy. It's like
chemistry,
he wrote it.
et cetera. He's chivalrous. And we go on nice dates, cocktail bars, dinner, or will cook for me. Okay.
That's nice.
It's usually after the 3rd or 4th date, things get dicey. He'll make convo over text and initiate plans for the next date, but will then cancel and start fading out. I feel like if he was totally not interested after 3 or 4, he would cut ties immediately, but that seems to never be the case. What's happening here? My therapist thinks. That's a funny line. It's a combination of me going for guys that are too charming and me not opening off in early dates to the point where I come off as non-interesting. I'm not totally writing off my therapist, but I don't think he understands the intricacies of online dating quite like you do. Oh my God. Other relevant details is exclusively swiping apps and other apps dates. I'm 28. Guys are usually 28 to 33. Typically 1 to 2 hookups have happened at this point, though usually not sex. Also, sometimes the guy will follow up with a few weeks later with the whole, hey, how you been bullshit. Thanks.
That's the worst.
Keep up the amazing podcast. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it could also be like, I think that you think that's like almost an issue and it's like not an issue. Like, that sounds like almost like par for the course. Like, you got to go out with like a lot of people before you meet someone that you're like, you
kiss a lot of frogs.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like kind of a numbers game. So you say like you go out on 3 or 4 dates and then it just doesn't work out. That's kind of how, like, it sounds like the guys think you're hot. And they like want to, and they think you're interesting enough to keep going out with you for 3 or 4 dates. And then they just figure out that you're not really like a match. And I think that's normal. I don't think this is like you necessarily having an issue. I think you know, how many people have you been on 3 or 4 dates with in your life?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something that screams to me from this email.
Right. Which is
What's that?
Which is what?
That she says, typically 1 to 2 hookups have happened at this point. They're usually not sex. That to me is the most important
part.
That
is interesting, actually. I missed that. That's a very good.
Listen, my tentacles went up. I could feel what I would be thinking on these dates.
Okay.
Because she's saying 3 to 4 dates where, like, this guy is going out, making a plan. Then he gets to a point. What she's doing isn't wrong, but like this is what guys get into a situation, especially these days. Mm-hmm. We'd rather get blown than have sex. Okay.
And why is that?
Because getting blown means we don't have to have a big breakup. We didn't fuck you. If we fuck you, that means that you're like going to be very mad at us if we disappear after the fucking. And that's how guys feel.
Okay.
And I've had this conversation with a million guys.
Okay.
And we all know this very specific delineation between blowjob and sex, where we believe a blowjob is casual, a sex is, we believe a girl will believe. This is, and I'm not saying this is right.
Okay.
In a guy's head, a blowjob from a girl doesn't mean that we owe them anything.
So you're saying this girl's giving blowjobs and the guys don't think they owe them anything?
I'm saying they're getting up to the precipice of sex.
Okay.
And they're seeing that the minute they have sex, they are now over the hill of where they are now more serious than they were before.
Right. Well, that's actually, that's why a lot of girls don't have sex in the first 3 or 4 dates. On the flip side, I think I know a lot of girls and among my friends
who
I chat with, they specifically don't have sex with those guys because they don't want to become attached to guys who are just want to have sex with them, right? So they purposely wait, and the guys who last more than 3 or 4 dates are more into them, they assume.
Well, this is why kind of like the ghosting, like, you know, the side swiping, the whole idea of like, because
If a guy is just in it for the sex
and he does the 3 to 4 dates and gets the sex, now he has to be there for 3 to 4 dates more. He will wait around. I mean, the whole idea, like,
right, well, we'd rather just like have him leave before we have sex, and then it's not that big of a deal for us.
Absolutely. This is why but this is what this girl's stuck in.
Right.
Guys are noticing that this sex means a whole new chapter in this whole thing where they're going to owe her something. Mm-hmm. And so they say, nah.
Right. But I think this is better for this girl than having, like, let's say this lasts, instead of 1 month of dating this guy,
sure,
it lasts 2 and you're more attached after 2.
She should feel lucky. She could look at this positively, as we told the last girl, look at it positively and say, hey, these are guys that didn't want to get to know me any more than they got to know me.
Right. And you got out before you got more emotionally attached.
And that doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. It just means that they're not looking for the same things that I'm looking for.
Right.
Which is totally a great perspective to have, and one that she should try to lean on. My other thing to her is, what if you just didn't make sex this big a fucking deal?
That's, I think that...
Do you hear where I'm coming from?
I understand where you're saying, and I think that's a male view, is that sex isn't that big of a deal. For some people, especially for a lot of girls, it is a big deal.
I know.
You know what I mean? It is a big deal. They're more particular about who they like let into their bodies, and that's not a view that everyone has. A lot of people, a lot of girls don't feel that way. They have sex with a lot of people. But a lot of girls are like, many girls I know get attached after sex. Mm-hmm. It's not only just like a head thing. It's like a hormonal, physical thing where you like biologically, you're sort of like wired to get more attached to anyone you have sex with. That's like a biological thing. So that like in the old, like from our ancestors, from when anyone you had sex with, you were going to have a baby with, that's before birth control.
Yeah.
And then that guy had to stick around. So you're more, I don't think that's quite as strong for men.
Not at all.
If it exists. So I don't think like the answer is like, just think of sex as not as big of a deal and just do it. Because, like, I really don't... I don't think that that's, like, true.
I agree. It's tough because guys are coming in being like, well, fuck you, then get to know you. And girls are like, I want to get to know you to fuck you.
Right.
So we're at two totally different sides of the fucking aisle on this. I would say, like, I'm trying to think of what would satisfy me, like, on a first... If I went on a first date, if my first date experience, like, if a girl was like, let's get drinks tonight, it's Tuesday night, let's go out. And I'm like, all right, let's get drinks. And she was like, I'll meet you at this place at like 9:30. We get a couple of drinks. At a certain point, we go to another bar, and then we go to get another couple of drinks there. And then she's like, you should just come over. And I go over, and she's like, I'm not fucking you. And I go, don't worry about it. And then we go upstairs, we make out. We get in our underwear, and we just have this hot make out where we're touching each other and all that stuff. And I'm like, at least that moved out of... That was the fun night that moved away from... Drinks, make out, text goodbye.
Okay.
You know what does that make sense? I'm saying like that was a little messier than the, and I think this is kind of, and obviously I'm not saying like go up with a guy that you don't feel safe with. Like I'm trying, but I'm saying like at least that was messier than, I think what a lot of guys steer away from is, one date, two date, three date, sex.
Right. And formula. As formula. You said, they like the difference.
Yeah, and I think the different. We talked about that before, but it's like, I think a guy will break down to get to know you if he knows that you're a sexualized person, not sex on the first. I'm not saying go have sex on the first date, but I'm saying if you said on the first date, I'm not fucking you, but I want you to sleep over. I want to like fucking rub up against you the whole night. And like you made it a sexy thing. You can have a sexy makeout that takes down the wall of knowing that you enjoy sex and I enjoy sex, but at least I can, now I feel comfortable talking to you in a different way where I can go home and fucking beat off to this and then be like, oh, she was a cool girl too.
Yeah.
I think there's a meeting in the middle. Right. Is what I'm saying that we don't get to a lot of times, and that we don't get to that because one, maybe there's not the chemistry, but two, because there's this idea of like, this is first date and this is the drink state.
This is what we do on the first date.
And this is what we do on day two. We go to dinner, and it's like, there's a point where it's so formulaic that guys, and I've done this, and I know a lot of guys that do this all the time, where they're just like, I'm not going to sign up. You know, we talked about this. Was this this episode or last episode? Like a sign up for five dates with an option for five more.
Right.
You know, like it's very contractual. And it's like,
it makes you feel like it's being planned out.
And planned like, out.
Right, the girl's not living in the moment. I see what you're
saying. And the guy isn't. Right. The guy, and I think that's, I think it's a guy thing too. Like it's like, we're doing it wrong too. I think if guys were just like, listen, we should get another drink and like open themselves up to like, just putting it out there, like, hey, you should come over. And then the girl will be like, oh, I don't want to, I'm not going to fuck you. And then you're like, yeah, I don't care. We're going to go make out in a bed.
Yeah.
Instead of on the street corner under a lamp with a homeless guy looking at us.
I think a lot of those times, we're not going to have sex, kind of sometimes lead into like, or you put yourself in a situation where it's like, you kind of do it and then you kind of wish you hadn't done it.
I know that, that move happens. I've never felt good about that move either.
Right, right.
I think guys feel just as bad about that. Like,
right. Well, I think that when they're like, oh, we can go back and snuggle. Like, no one, like someone's gonna try something, or it's like harder to resist in that manner than like I'm gonna give it.
Totally. But I also been in that situation. Like, the scenario I'm bringing up is where two people are like, that's two people that are actually getting along because they're on the same page. You know, if you can go back with someone and then you have this hot makeout and you didn't have sex and you're just like, and the girl feels that he's got a boner the whole night, like that's a fun thing that, and the guy's like, hey, I'm just happy that we had that different moment where it doesn't feel, and then the second date, if you say, hey, I'm out right now, come meet up, and you do it again, that's almost as satisfying as the sex.
Well, you just assume that they want something more this time, that it's like a, don't you think?
What do you mean?
Like if you go back to his apartment the first night and you're just making out, you kind of assume the second night has to be like not the exact same thing, has to be more than that. So girls just try to take it slower so that it's not like, oh, like we're doing the kiss and cuddle.
I think if we all didn't assume, we'd be a lot better off.
That's very true. I think a lot of these times these girls do have these like rules of like, this is what we do in the first date, this is what we do in the second date, because maybe they've done it. They've had sex with a guy too soon, just kind of on a whim. They were in the moment. And then the guy wasn't that into them, which is fine. But I think then they feel bad about it and they feel like shitty about themselves and they regret having done it. So then they create these rules as like a way to like keep themselves in check and kind of like protect themselves, which I think is fair also. I think it's like I can see both sides of the thing where it becomes, there's like an element of like you're no longer able to live in the moment and you're like kind of like hyper analyzing everything. Mm. But then on the other hand, it's like if you have one too many of those scenarios where you like have sex too soon, the guy like isn't really interested, you feel shitty about yourself, like eventually you're kind of gonna take some steps, which is like not necessarily sexy, to like make sure that you don't feel that way again.
I hear that. I think like it's easier to say than do, like treating each guy as their own thing.
And
I think like also it's easier to say than do. This plan that I'm giving is easier to say than do. I understand that. But my point to this girl is if like spontaneity spontaneity doesn't mean that you're fucking.
Right.
It can mean that you're just spontaneous. Like it can mean that you're like, if I did that first date scenario that I gave and then the next night she was like, I'm out with friends, you should come hang out, and we had the same night,
you'd be fine with that?
I think I'd be fine with that. I wouldn't be like, and if it's a guy that's not fine with that, maybe he's not a great guy.
Right.
You know, like, well, where he's like, oh, why, I came out, I didn't get the sex. It's like,
yeah, well, it's hard to know on the second date if
but that's
it's
a guy trying to get
guy,
the, right. But now so you're getting like, to know each other.
Yeah, I'm just saying there's like a risk of it being like you're trying to like maintain that's all we're doing thing, and the guy is not a great guy, and it's like puts you in a weird position.
Totally, and it's dangerous, and right. I could understand why a girl would feel dangerous, and that's true. But if you do feel like I get the third date and they're going, wait, no, it's because these guys weren't great guys in the beginning. They weren't right. really
they weren't
there to
staying
get to know
either. I don't think those guys are staying even if she did have sex with them.
Yeah.
So like, I don't necessarily think that would have helped, but I agree like that, like a hyper focus, like these are my strict rules and I don't do these things is not like a fun, does not giving off like a fun.
It's not a fun date vibe.
Yeah. So I would say like be yourself, maybe like try to feel out a guy. I think you can, I mean, you can't really know a guy on a first date.
I'd switch locations. Any date I go on, if I'm this girl, first date, go to a couple different bars. Do one drink at one, one drink at the next, and have kind of a mover, like travel with this guy.
See how he is on the road.
See how he is on the road. And I say that because it's like, that gets you to see him say yes to you. That gets you in different bars. That gets you different things to talk about. You're not just doing, I have this many siblings. These are my parents. These are my uncles. These are my aunts. This is you saying, this is you looking, oh, look at this place.
You're
look
experiencing
at these
more new shit together. It's a way to like kind of highlight your personality.
Yeah, without feeling like you're on this like box checking mission.
Right.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Let's do some games.
Let's do some games.
We love this red flag or deal breaker.
This is my favorite game.
This is a great game.
This game for hours.
We got one tweet that someone was like, that they were upset that their life as a gluten-free person
we're both out?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Plenty of people out there. There are plenty of gluten-free guys and girls out there who are just looking for each other. There should be a gluten-free dating website.
There has to already be, right?
Gluten-free lovers.
Why don't we just put them on an island, let them live together in horrible existence?
More gluten for us. Okay. So was it a red flag or a deal breaker if a girl or a guy has a filthy apartment or house, depending on where you live?
Oh,
just like disgusting.
I brought a girl.
You're the person.
Brought a girl home to my apartment, and it was so messy that she was like, I have to leave.
That's really funny.
It was really, and I was worse then than I am now. Like now I'm
Did
doing
you see
like,
her again?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
we,
it wasn't like she was out
it
forever,
wasn't deal
but
breaker.
She was not hanging
It's definitely
out
a red there. Flag for her.
Okay.
She waved a red flag in my face.
Right.
For me, if it's filthy, I think it's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
This is how you live?
I think it depends. Like, it's like you're not in college anymore. You're not living in a frat house.
Is it a deal breaker for you?
I think if it was 5 years ago, it wouldn't be. Now that I'm a little older, I think it is. It's like, you know what I mean? Like if our parents were dating people and they had like a filthy home, it would definitely be like a much bigger deal breaker than someone our age. Like it's like the older you get, the less acceptable that
sure.
is.
It's funny because my friends are married and like I'll go to a wedding and I'll forget to bring like cufflinks.
Okay.
And they'll be like, my friends will be like, how could you forget to bring cufflinks? What are you crazy?
You're a fucking mess.
Oh, you're a mess. And I'm like, you have an assistant.
Right.
You have these women that take care of you, that may, they've been nagging you about this wedding for 2 months, the travel, the arrangements, the gift. They've been on you about this. I thought about this yesterday, got into a bus, and got here today. So I would think from a female perspective, like a lot of girls take care of their boyfriends in a certain aspect with that stuff.
Okay.
Where there's a, like, I'm like, I'm a little bit messy, but like, I just don't. Like, there's something.
So you go back to a girl's apartment, it's disgusting. You're...
Well, I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen to me?
You're not like, going to get that assistant.
I'm going to live in that disgusting filth.
Yeah, because
I'm not.
You're not
going to
be the one, the person that's like.
That's why it's a deal breaker.
Right, because I could see that, because it's like you can't both. What is your children just going to live in like the gutter?
Squalor. Yeah.
Someone's got to pull it
Someone
together.
Has to be
and
the
it's
pull
not
it together.
You.
It's not me. I'm admitting that it's not
That's
me.
Fair. I actually, I think it's more of a deal breaker because I am on the messier side as well. Mm. I'm definitely cleaner than I used to be. But I think that I'm not like super neat, and I almost like would need someone who was.
Yeah.
So that, again, so that like, so that I'm like dating up.
Yeah,
in,
yeah,
in the,
yeah.
In
you
the cleaning
be,
sense.
Yeah, you want. Yeah. I mean, I getting into a freshly made bed, nothing feels better in the entire world, and I do it once a year.
So, and it's when some girl comes over and makes your bed.
Yeah,
in the
yeah.
Morning.
That's when I'm like, oh, thank you. Does absolutely zero genital grooming and refuses to do so.
So that's like a little twist on your on your bush's back thing. This is, I assume you don't mean like into the wild.
Wild.
Maybe you do. I don't know.
Whatever, whatever's down
you're fine
there.
With that?
No, refusing is the
that they're
is
just
the major
natural.
Key. Is refusing means that there's like you're making a stand.
Right. Oh, and we don't like stands.
No.
Neither of us like stands.
I don't like.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't like sweeping generalizations or stands.
I mean, this is what this podcast is about: is sweeping generalizations.
You
got to
be nuanced in everything you do.
Yeah. There's a little bit like understand the other side here.
Right.
Like I'm coughing up fur balls. Like, you know, throw me a bone.
I think
here.
It's a deal breaker too. It shows that they're not trying.
They're not malleable.
Right.
Lives with their parents.
Again, now, no. A few years ago, maybe.
Mm.
Like.
I need to see the plan. Like, well, how?
The reason.
Where's your escape, Andy Dufresne? How are you getting out of jail? I need to know that you understand this. Like, I have a problem with girls in Hoboken. Like
that's long
that
distance.
River is might as well be California. Okay. Yeah.
You're going out of state. I mean, that's
out of state
fucking crazy.
To fuck.
Yeah.
So the idea that like live with your parents, I don't think the age matters because listen, I had a cousin that my grandmother took him in between apartments. And
okay.
It was like
temporary situation.
Had a reason. All these things you have to have a
reason.
Yeah,
you got to take into like the details into consideration.
Like if you met a guy who's the president of a Fortune 5, like let's say you met a guy that was like killing it on Wall Street and he was just like, "Listen, I had my place. My roommate moved out. I was going to get my own place. My parents have this bedroom downstairs." They were like, do this for 6 months until you find the new place. And then I got real comfortable. Would you be?
I don't know. I don't really want to be hanging out with someone's parents.
Yeah.
I don't. It's like more about, it's not about what it says necessarily. Sometimes it's about what it says about them in some scenarios. And in other scenarios, it's like, I don't really want to be around like.
Mama bear, papa bear.
Yeah. I don't want to like be in your like house with your parents. Like
yeah.
I'm an adult.
It also, there's a thing about being helpless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, so now I'm your city person?
Right.
Like, I'm the thing that gets you out? I'm the thing...
I don't want to be your savior.
Yeah. I don't want you depending... This is how much you're dependent on me. Like, it does feel like with those box-checking people...
Right.
Like, the ones that live in... I remember...
They're looking to get something out of it.
Yeah. And it's like, what's your end game here when you're living at home? Like, so I'm on deal breakers.
Right. You have to have your own end game that's separate from me.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about last one is the person posts daily morning inspirational quotes on Facebook and Instagram.
Deal breaker.
Spread positive vibes.
Out.
Be the change you wish
because
to see.
Out because no one is that way. Like let's say I'm with that person that they're not that way.
They're not waking you up in the morning and saying, be the change you wish to see.
Dating that person and they post that stuff, that would mean that they've been lying to one of us. Either their social media following or me. And I'm willing to bet it's a social media follow. So right. You're just a bullshit.
They're full of shit, right.
It's like those, what do they call it? The flag, what's it called? The flag post. When you post something that's like on the side of right, virtue signing.
What's that?
It's a
when you're like posting like on Facebook that like, you're standing up for what you believe in. Yeah, it's like a very common
virtue signaling or something. Okay. Yeah. And it's just like you're waving the flag of how good I am.
Right.
And it's like that's,
isn't it terrible what's happening in Sudan?
And it's like you don't even know where Sudan is.
Right.
On
like you agree it's terrible, so you by default are also a good person. Like,
exactly.
Right.
And to me, that's what this person is, where they're like they want to be interesting, so they want to be inspirational quote person.
Right.
Deal breaker.
What do you think? I agree. I mean, I think it's even weirder for a guy.
Definitely. Oh, if a guy, this is very not manly. This is not a manly thing. That is not cute.
It's not like a strong. I'm into like men who speak less, and when they speak, they have something to say.
Yeah. I think
that's good for anyone.
It's a great quality in this day and age.
Yeah. Because people just talk to talk. So I think if you just talk when you have something interesting or important to say, I hate small talk or like bullshit, inspirational, whatever. I think that's.
There's a lot less listeners these days.
Exactly. Let's all listen more.
But you guys are listeners.
Yeah.
To the You Up podcast.
Thanks for listening on that.
Thank you. Yeah. Keep spreading the word. Go on iTunes and subscribe and rate us and comment. That's very helpful. Consider that payment for this free hour of entertainment.
Exactly.
And tell a friend.
Tell a friend and email us if you have any, if you want our advice or if you have any commentary. Email us at uup@betches.com. That's uup@betches.com.
Betches.